Make your way into a seated position. Extend your legs out in front of you. And we'll draw the right heel back into the groin, letting the right hip fall open. If your knee doesn't naturally come to the floor, feel free to use a yoga block or a rolled up towel underneath your knee so that you feel completely supported as we begin this yin session. Once your legs are comfortably in position, you can begin to walk your arms forward, folding over that left leg, resting the arms somewhere beside the leg or on top of it. As we enter the yin session that follows, there really are only three instructions for you to follow. In fact, the three instructions are so simple that some people even find them complex. Nonetheless, these three instructions are the foundation of this type of yin yoga. So first, make sure that you are comfortable, knowing that you are going to be hanging out in the posture for a time. Comfortable meaning you're not too deep in the pose. Next, ensure that you are as relaxed as possible. Holding tension blocks the channels, the energetic lines of the body. Physiologically, we also want to get maximum blood circulation. So if you're consciously holding tension, try to let it go. The third instruction for our yin postures can be said in a number of different ways. But for today, we'll simply stay awake. Your job is not to fixate or focus on one thing over another. It is simply to be awake. That wakeful expansion is a very yin quality. Being still and relaxed are physical embodiments of that yin energy. So the interior landscape mirrors the exterior. The exterior landscape mirrors the interior. And for the next 40 minutes, allow that gentle simplicity that expansion and depth to penetrate you very deeply. Enjoy not needing to hold on to anything, solve anything, do anything. will simply be here. Slowly make your way up, walking your hands back towards your hips. And using the hands to draw the right knee back up. And the left knee in. Can begin to windshield wiper the legs from side to side here. Turning your head, shrugging your shoulders. We want to do this very slow motion. And keep the left knee drawing in. Extend your right leg out. And allow the left hip and knee to fall open. Once you're settled, you can start to walk your hands forward over the right leg, finding your forward fold here. Be still, relax, and let go. On your next inhale, start to walk your hands back. Use the arms to help guide both knees back up. And again, you can begin to windshield wiper the legs from side to side. If you have any discomfort or any physical issue that prevents you from being on your knees, then for the next few minutes, I suggest you skip these next postures and instead take a more relaxing position. If you don't know of other yin postures, then one suggestion is just a very simple legs up the wall posture, where you lay down on your back, take both legs up the wall, and relax there for the next 10 minutes or so. If your knees and hips are healthy, then make your way up to a tabletop. With the hands either resting on the floor, or if you need a little bit more space, bring your hands up onto yoga blocks. Step your right foot to the outer edge of the right hand. You may need to turn the left toes under, lift the left knee up and slide it back a little bit further so that you're not resting on that hard kneecap. If you're working on a floor, you'll probably also want something soft and cushiony underneath the left knee. Once you've found a comfortable position for your back leg, you can either turn the right big toe out very slightly and stay here, or you can start to work down onto your elbows, either up on blocks or down to the floor. This low lunge has so many different components, so it's very important that you are comfortable so that you can stay here for the next 3 minutes. Be still, relax, and simply be awake. Take one more breath in. If you're down on your elbows, come back up to straight arms. And step your right knee back to meet the left. Pressing the hips down towards the heels for child's pose. If that is not an option for you, you can instead hold downward dog. Remember, in our yin postures, we want to choose the most deep letting go option, the most reasonable variation, as not to reawaken the muscles. Stay here for the next minute. Come back onto all fours. You can again move your cushioning underneath the right knee this time, and then step your left foot to the outer edge of the left hand. You can turn that left big toe out, and if you need to slide your right leg back to find a more comfortable position for that leg, do so now. Recognizing that the most available depth on this side could be completely different from the other side. So when you're ready, begin to move into your second side here in your low lunge. Ensure that the depth that you've selected, the positioning of the body, is something you can live with for the next 3 minutes. Following our yin instructions, be still, relax, and be awake. from this position, slowly start to make your way back up. And back down into child's pose or downward dog. Slowly make your way onto your back. If you need a block between your knees for your twist, in order to make it more comfortable and just spacing the hips out, feel free to use one. Otherwise, we'll bend the knees, taking the shins parallel to the floor and the knees over the hips. From here, let both knees fall to the right. You can stretch your arms open into a T position, or bend the elbows and rest your hands on your low ribs. Because we're holding this position for the next 5 minutes or so, it's of the utmost importance that your hands don't fall asleep, that the neck does not become painful. This twist should be as deep and easy as possible. Allowing your energy to flow freely throughout the body. As you relax into stillness, the depth of relaxation, and simply remain awake. with as little effort as possible. Slowly make your way back up to center. Knees over hips. Shins parallel to the floor. And then let gravity carry you over to your second side. Continuing that stillness. The depth of relaxation. And yet remain awake. and using as little effort as possible, make your way back through center. If you're using a block, take the block out from between the knees. And we'll bring the soles of the feet together, outer edges of the feet onto the floor, letting your knees falling wide apart. Finding your Supta Baddha Konasana. And with the soles of the feet together and the knees wide, you may wish to have blocks underneath your knees. And if you don't have blocks, you can use rolled up towels or firm blankets. Rest your arms either down by your side or catch hold of opposite wrist or forearm with the arms overhead. If this is appropriate for you, let the elbows fall to the floor and breathe into this nice opening through the front of the body. Enjoy this stillness, depth, and deep relaxation. Use your hands to gather the knees up into your chest. You can move any way that feels comfortable and appropriate, but let that movement be very relaxed. You can spend another few moments taking any final yin postures that you'd like to do. And then move into your 10-minute Shavasana audio.